Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding, March 24th, 2026. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. 1 John was written by the Apostle John near the end of the first century to a community of believers who were struggling with confusion and uncertainty about their faith. These Christians were not facing persecution from outside the church as much as confusion from within it. False teachers had begun to spread ideas that distorted the gospel. Some claimed that sin was not a serious problem, while others suggested that possessing special spiritual knowledge mattered more than living a faithful and obedient life. As a result, many believers were left unsure about forgiveness, holiness, and their assurance before God. John writes this letter to bring clarity, correction, and comfort. His purpose is to ground believers in truth. Throughout the letter, John repeatedly returns to the basics of the Christian faith, who God is, what Christ has done, and how believers are called to live in response. He wants his readers to know that their faith rests on something solid, not on feelings, moral perfection, or secret knowledge. In the opening chapters, John presents two truths that must always be held together. God is light, and God is love. Because God is light, he is perfectly holy and truthful. Sin cannot be ignored, excused, or redefined. Walking with God means living honestly before him. At the same time, God is love. His holiness does not drive sinners away. His love moves him toward them. These two truths shape the entire message of the letter and provide the framework for understanding 1 John 2:2. The immediate context of this verse is especially important. Jesus before it, John openly acknowledges that believers still struggle with sin. This admission is realistic and pastoral. John does not deny the ongoing presence of sin in the Christian life, nor does he suggest that true believers never fail. However, he refuses to let this truth lead to fear or despair. Instead, he directs attention to Jesus Christ, whom he describes as both an advocate and a sacrifice. Jesus speaks on behalf of sinners before the Father and stands as the sufficient offering that secures forgiveness. Within the larger flow of the letter, 1 John 2:2 functions as a foundation for assurance. It teaches believers that fellowship with God is not maintained by denying sin or pretending to be perfect. Rather, it is sustained by trusting in the completed work of Christ. Forgiveness is not based on emotional strength, spiritual performance, or moral consistency. It is grounded in history, rooted in the cross, and secured by Jesus himself. Take action. Read 1 John 1:5-2:2, notice how John connects confession of sin with confidence in Christ's advocacy and sacrifice. Reflection questions. 1. Why is it important that John acknowledges believers still struggle with sin? 2. How does knowing Jesus as both advocate and sacrifice shape your confidence before God? Memorization reminder. Read 1 John 2:2 aloud twice today, then try reciting it from memory, focusing especially on the word propitiation.